Live from Country Bob's Barbecue Sauce Factory in Centralia, Illinois, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of heart-pumping, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, charming, confident, and courageous, the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, and the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, the best neighbor a man could have, Richard J. Ringhausen. And marksman, sculptor, daredevil, the seven-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. A man who has all his original parts, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers, and the star of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
Yay! Okay, before you introduce our guest for today's podcast, Rick.
Yes.
This whole thing about first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, let it go. We all get that. There's not really a banjo in the Philharmonic Orchestra. We get it, okay?
Hey, there's every bit as much a banjo as there is a silver medal for alligator wrestling in Barcelona. So you can just stop. And you're embarrassing me in front of our guest. We've got a guest. We've got a guest in the studio.
I'm sure you're capable of doing that all by yourself.
Today, we have with us, you know, I always refer to myself as a retired statesman. We have another retired statesman with us, the former mayor of Hardin, Illinois, the Honorable J. Matthew Houck. Hey.
Matthew, I had this question for Rick a few podcasts ago, and I'm going to run it by you. Once you're a statesman, aren't you always a statesman? So you were mayor. Makes you a statesman, right, in your town of Hardin, Illinois. And then you're no longer the mayor, but you're the former mayor. You're still a statesman, right?
I would think that's correct, Alan. I always referred to
yourself as a statesman. I'm still a statesman.
No, I always referred to Phil Gress and Bill Horman as mayor when I saw them out.
But the truth of the matter is, in Illinois, you weren't really the mayor, were you?
That is also correct. I don't like saying Ringhausens are correct, but in this case, you are.
Explain.
Actually, it's considered a president of the Board of Trustees.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So that would be President Houck to you.
Yeah, okay. As mayor, can you use the term honorable in front of your name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, any elected official's honorable.
Okay.
My question is, once you're no longer holding that office, are you dishonorable?
Maybe that's why he's not holding that office anymore. No, that's dishonest, not dishonorable.
Oh, you know, I saw online, it made me think.
Hey, Matt, feel free to defend yourself anywhere.
I will when appropriate.
You're familiar with The Simpsons, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Mayor Quimby.
It's a part of his life.
Mayor Quimby.
The guy with the Massachusetts accent.
Yeah. There's one little clip that shows him coming out of the office with Miss Springfield, and she's got the mayor banner on, and he's got the Miss Springfield banner on. Now, Mr. Houck's wife was a Miss Calhoun, so I'm just guessing that happens all the time at the household.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot of robes or sashes for being the president of the Board of Trustees.
There should have been, though, don't you think?
Absolutely.
You should have just walked in wearing one day.
Well, I would wear the Miss Calhoun sash around. The crown, on the other hand, was much more difficult to get out
and
of.
And nothing else.
Oh, I didn't need that visual.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Let me see if I got this straight, Rick. You tried to visualize that?
No.
He is smiling an awful lot, though.
Go on, Your Honor.
I lost my train of thought because the thought of myself walking around with Miss Calhoun sash caused me to reboot. So give me a minute here.
When I before you came in, he was grousing about one of our prior podcasts.
What happened to one of our prior podcasts? Since I don't remember any of them,
I do have a correction to make.
If you let me get set up the thing, remember I told a little tale about an unnamed neighbor that was griping at his wife for not digging the ditches correctly.
He's here tonight.
I didn't use any names at all, and here Matt Cow comes into my kitchen and starts scolding me, saying those ditches were dug correctly.
There was a correction to your information that I actually dug the ditch, and
Mrs.
Houck said it was done incorrectly and fixed it. Much to my chagrin, the work was much better after she fixed it, because it's been 20 plus years and we do not have water in the basement.
That's the version he tells now.
Now see, if I dig a ditch and my wife comes out and says, that's not the way it's supposed to be.
You just put the shovel right in her hands, wouldn't you?
She just keeps telling me over and over that it's wrong until finally.
You just do what she tells you?
I hit her in the back of the head with the shovel.
Oh.
No, in this instance.
Now, is that how it worked out?
No, I believe.
Just for the record, I've never actually hit my wife in the back of the head with a shovel.
I believe I handed the shovel to her and said, please educate me on the proper method to dig this ditch.
You handed her a weapon?
Well, I was out of shovel's reach.
Okay.
Good boy.
That's why I was over by the road when Rick came up the hill. Yeah. Far enough away from the shovel as to not be hit by said.
So Rick was really the neighbor just agitating.
Correct.
Okay.
When he said he's the best neighbor, he didn't actually say what he was the best neighbor at.
Wait, you live next to the other guy on the other side's Charles Manson?
Yeah, no kidding.
He was the best agitator. Let's just leave it at that.
That's good enough.
You're getting fidgety over here.
Last week, you haven't heard it because it hasn't come out yet, we were discussing the question of the wonders of the world and making a list of, you know, like check off things. People say they want to go to all 50 states.
Like a bucket list. Yeah, check off list. Yeah.
And we got to talking about the seven wonders of the world.
Yes, we did.
And trying to name them.
Right.
And I got the list of them. The Great Pyramid of Giza, Colossus.
Which is the only original Seven Wonders still in existence.
That is correct. The Colossus of Rhodes, which was like a big statue of Garden
Harbor. Well, Rick, I think we need some clarification. Where is Rhodes?
It's an island off like Cyprus or Greece, isn't it? Pretty sure.
And it wasn't a very big island.
No. Hanging Gardens.
Which made the Colossus that much more Colossus.
That's correct. Earthquake caused it to fall.
How could it be that they can't find pieces of it?
There's an answer to that. It was like a bronze thing.
Oh, okay.
And after it collapsed, they scrapped it.
Okay.
The people. Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Lighthouse of Alexandria. I think.
They have found parts of that.
Yeah, and it got burned. The Mausoleum of Halicarnassus. The Statue of Zeus and the Temple of Artemis. But if you flip over to the back, the new seven wonders of the world, the seven wonders that exist now that you can still go to.
No, and I think there's some controversy about this. You know, there are multiple lists. There's a lot of them that have the same stuff, but every so often they'll switch one out, or different parts of the world say, well, we think this should be in there. The Republicans say one thing, Democrats say another.
this was a compromise list.
Okay.
All right, so let's ask our guest on that second one. Start with the Great Wall of China. What do you think? Meet your qualifications for a new wonder of the world?
Absolutely.
Well, I think we should be asking how many of the seven wonders of the current wonders of the world have you visited?
Well, that would be zero.
Okay.
Okay, the Great Wall of China. First off, I can go to China. Would you go to China? Like, if you're making your list of places to go, would you go to China or not?
You know what in China, what the public bathrooms consist of? Hole in the floor.
Have you been there?
No.
Well, how do you know that?
I know people that have been there.
Hole in the floor.
Yep.
Given the opportunity, I would absolutely visit China.
You found out that public bathrooms only have a hole in the floor? That's driving your decision?
That notwithstanding. I would think the Great Wall of China, if you look at it from...
Space?
Space.
Well, one of the only wonders of the world or things on the earth that can be seen from space.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Allegedly.
We both hit him on that, didn't we?
Okay, come on. Say something else.
But actually, the engineering, kind of like the pyramids, the engineering in the wall is, you know, pretty
fascinating. Yeah, but if you go to China, you'd have to behave yourself the whole time. You end up getting arrested.
What are you talking about?
No, it's communist country.
Did you get in trouble in China?
I think I would.
I think you would, too. You got in trouble in England. Yeah. You got in trouble in France.
Yeah.
You just kept insulting the locals.
No, don't listen to him.
He got trouble in Harden for the same thing.
That's why I had to move.
I thought you had to wear a dunce hat.
Okay, the second one on there, Petra.
Petra. Yeah, Petra.
Your daughter said that's like a really big complex. It's not
all they ever show is that Indiana Jones scene.
That little piece from Indiana Jones where Petra's like carved into the cliff wall.
The third
in the Last Crusade.
Exactly.
But it's actually, that's just like a tiny piece of it. It's really a giant complex.
Yeah. It's got its own arena and city. Yeah. It's laid out like a, it's probably more like Pompeii than it is a.
Yeah, I think that's
that
a good
little tiny thing.
Okay, so you've not been to Petra, right?
No.
But your daughter has, so you get credit for that.
Old Star did. Yeah, I'll take credit.
You get a half point for that.
Well, she's been to the pyramids also. Oh. And went in them.
Well, then you get another half point.
Okay.
You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I am.
Colosseum in Rome?
Been there. Done
been
that.
There. Been there.
Negative, but absolutely should be on the list.
No, you know, whoa. You know, we went and saw a lot of fascinating things in Europe, and the Colosseum was like way up on my list. I wanted to see the Colosseum as one of the most recognizable wonders of the world. You know, right up there. You get there, and you get this tour, and they're telling you all about it. And it turns out that only like 35% of what's there is original Colosseum. That there were reconstruction efforts in like the 1400s and in the 1700s and then the 1900s, and they brought back a lot of stone that wasn't original, and then there's parts of it that were replicated to what it was like back in the heyday of the Romans, and so it's a real mishmash.
They don't kill people there anymore.
No!
But Sue fell in the dirt right there.
Digging a ditch?
No, just like...
Rick pushed her.
No, I did not. You saw,
her.
And we were both standing there. I mean, you could have caught her too. You didn't help either.
Well, I thought she wanted to fall on her own. Didn't want any help.
You didn't shove her. Didn't help knock her down.
But what was interesting is she's wearing black outfit from head to toe, and she falls in this like limestone walkway. So when she falls forward, she gets totally covered with this limestone. But as she rolls over.
The dirt of ages.
And so she's like totally coated in, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, but it was one of those things where she was so embarrassed she didn't want help or assistance, you know.
Try to jump up fast, like nothing to see here.
Yeah, well, no. it didn't play like that, no. But she did go to the thing. I mean, I think your wife found something to like sop up her blood from... from the arms that she'd fallen.
Rick, Rick right away said, Sue, let's go.
My father's son.
Drug her. Come on. Let's get going.
All right.
Rick was sufficiently scared.
I was afraid she'd hit me. Chichen Itza. Chichen Itza.
Been there. Stood on top of it. El Castillo.
Chicken Itza?
Chichen Itza. Chicken pizza.
It says Chichen Itza.
Yo, that was a fantastic city in the middle of the jungle. We had to, me and, 40 other strangers, got on a bus and rode for 2 hours into the jungle. I just, you look out the window, nothing but jungle for 2 hours.
Were there guys like riding on top of the bus with automatic rifles?
No, we didn't have to have that. They were in the bus, Rick. But you drive forever, and then finally you burst onto the scene. Here's this giant city in the middle of the jungle. But it's not just the one pyramid out there. I mean, they got, it's a whole city. It's got ball court. It's got the astronomy thing. It's got the
like Cahokia Mounds,
the House of Pillars, and well, it blows Cahokia away. But so I'm out in the middle of the jungle, middle of nowhere, and I'm standing up on top of El Castillo, looking out over the jungle and all the other ruins. Man, this was something special. And I swear to God, I think I'm hearing somebody calling my name. And, you know, I know Sarah's back at the hotel still, you know,
by the swimming pool.
Yeah, I'll admit that she can yell pretty loud, but, you know, she can't cover, you know, 90 miles. But I swear to God, I think I'm hearing somebody calling my name. So, you know, I'm still looking around, and finally, I look down, and in the crowd of people down below, there's somebody waving and going, "Allie! Allie!
You owe me money!"
It was somebody I'd played music at their daughter's wedding, like, a year ago. And here they are going, like, it's like they followed me into the jungle.
So were you outside the roped areas getting the selfie? That seems to be the hot item.
There were no roped areas. You could go wherever you wanted.
This
is Mexico, man.
That's the way I like it. You know, when we went to...
You want
to
climb around on the ruins? Do it. You want to get illegal drugs? Do it. You want to get a sex change operation? Do it. No rules in Mexico, man.
Is that
man.
What you want to do? Mayor?
I believe Alan was speaking about himself. I don't believe this has anything to do with the mayor.
I was pointing at you.
He's looking at you.
Rick's already had his.
Yucatan Peninsula is also famous for scuba diving.
He's a mayor, but he used to be a stallion.
That's a horrible joke.
Yeah, I know.
It's poorly executed.
Okay, so
too.
When we leave the... You know, you have to get back on the tour bus. And they give you the Mexico treatment. As you're driving through the jungle, there's one village.
What, they rob you?
No, this one village. And apparently it's the bus driver's relatives all live in this village. So you stop and they swarm the bus trying to sell you little boxes of chiclets and stuff like that. And they won't leave until you've eaten something in the village. And, you know, you're walking through there and the livestock's just running loose. You know, this village looked pretty much the same way it did, I'm assuming, you know, 1,000 years ago, except living just like the Aztecs, except they don't have the giant, you know.
Cool.
Villages.
Hey, before you go on to the next one, we got a commercial.
Okay.
And we'll let our guest read a commercial.
Sure, that sounds good.
Oh. There you go. Use your best announcer voice, too, here.
Let's get your mic up where it's supposed to be.
Let me just be clear. You can read it any way you want. You don't have to goon it up.
No.
Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Dr. Ferd's One IT Services.
IT?
Well, yes. Do you spend hours and hours in your business trying to get your computer to successfully link to the worldwide interweb? Is your email inbox filled with thousands of Ukrainian notices that your computer may be infected with malware? Are your employees at the 2000th level of a Wordle? And does your in-house IT guy spend all of his time loafing around the desk of the CEO's hot secretary? Well, electronically suffer no more. It's Dr. Ferd to the rescue. Dr. Ferd has spent thousands and thousands of hours online, soaking up all the wisdom that the combined intelligence of mankind has to offer. If there's anyone who can get your business running again, it's Dr. Ferd. And it couldn't be easier. Simply send Dr. Ferd a text or email with a photo of your driver's license, the last 4 digits of your social security number, your date of birth, the names of your first dog and your first grade teacher, your mother's maiden name, and a copy of a valid credit card front and back. And don't forget that CVS code. Oh yeah, and a topless photo of your wife or girlfriend or both. Suggested but not required. It's that simple. In no time, all of your computer will be whirling with activity. And you can give that old IT guy the heave-ho. Dr. Ferd, he puts the I into it.
Yay!
I think I found my replacement after 30 years. Dr. Ferd, to the rescue.
You didn't know you were going to be schooled in IT tonight, did you?
No, I did not.
For the listeners, in addition to being an ex-mayor, you're also an IT guy, right?
That is correct.
Don't you run the city of Chesterfield in Missouri?
I do. I've been there for 31 years.
And they haven't fired you.
Well, they've tried. But when you have all the keys...
And all the codes.
All the codes, all the passwords. It makes it difficult. Job security.
It's a tough job, though, isn't it? Didn't the police try to kill you?
Yes, I did get run over in the parking garage by one of our police officers.
That's a pretty good tale. Tell that.
A few years ago.
You got ran over?
I did.
What happened?
Drove in early to work, early riser. So around 6 o'clock was walking in, and one of our officers comes pulling into the parking garage in a Dodge Durango, did not see me, and hit me with
the
car. How
can he not see you?
You're like 6, what, 4?
6'6", yeah. Not really sure. 6 o'clock in the morning, they were working 12-hour shifts.
Did he put you over the hood?
I did jump up on the hood. My belt left a nice scratch across the top of the hood.
You got charged for that, I'm assuming.
I do have scars to prove the...
Criminal damage to state-supported property.
I actually have a video from the security system.
All right.
Which is awesome. Welcome to the show,
you,
if you'd like
to
see it.
Do you play it every day?
I do on once a week or so. Renews my angst for our boys in blue at the city.
Every time a police officer's walking through the office, you know, like walking behind you, you have it playing.
So anyway, I bounced off the hood of the car and rolled, and my temper was very... very raging at the time. So another gentleman come out of the car, and you can see it on the video. I've got it if you want to see it, Alan. I actually have the video.
You keep it handy.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know that I've ever seen the video.
Seriously. Well,
you're getting plowed by a
wonder
police
no
car.
More.
But wait a minute. Why has this never been on, you know, like the world's funniest videos or junk? Police
well,
squad,
you know, there's
or...
a small amount of
so did you like
there's
grab...
some embarrassment involved.
Did you
know?
Grab the guy by the collar and drag him out of the car?
I was preparing to let my feelings known on the matter, and the supervisor, who was also in the garage at the time, walked over with his hand on his taser.
Whoa.
So I decided that it was probably not a good idea to assault the police officer and get lit up.
Wait a minute. They hit you with a police car.
And they were ready to taser
you? Express your anger, and they're going to taser you.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't really interested in finding out what that felt like.
You know, I turned that down last week, too.
Face down, if I heard correctly. But anyway, yeah, I bounced off the car and continued on to work after my temper.
Did you cave in the windshield?
No.
Well, assuming that the video is not the sort of thing we're going to be able to show on the radio, we'll have a look at it after the show. But I have one more thing I was wanting to touch base on before we blow, because it's got to be getting close time.
No, we've got lots of time, Rick. Tons of time. We haven't made it through the list of 7 items yet.
Okay. What I was going to say is, wait, before you start. Okay. On the wall in your office, right, is one of your certificates of accomplishment.
Oh, I know what we're talking about.
That is correct. One of my proudest achievements next to my college
diploma.
Well, that and marrying a Miss Calhoun, which never should have happened.
Well, absolutely. That picture is right next to that. I have several certifications.
When you say that never should have happened, what does that mean, Rick?
Oh, she could have done better.
Oh, okay.
She tells me that daily. And she is correct. I am the current world-renowned, world-record watermelon-holding champion.
There it is, Alan. Take it.
Well, we had a competition, and it really developed in the produce world out at Uncle Den's Produce Market. And he sells melons, and, you know, you carry melons in, you see how many you can carry. And, you know, because you're trying to optimize your time. And
watermelons.
Watermelons. And, you know, and then finally the question came about, well, how many watermelons can a man hold? And so we all, when I say we, Ringhausen, it's all.
Five was a big number.
Five was pretty good. And then I think Brad, you know, was able to balance out six or something like that. And so then everybody that was coming into the market was trying to see how many melons they could hold. And it became a thing. And then finally, at the...
Larry and the Clunks reunion.
Larry and the Clunks 30th year reunion, we opened it up to the crowd, as a matter of fact.
During break.
Right. And...
our sound guy.
Mr. Houck. Stepped up and impressed the world.
And... Tell them.
Nine watermelons.
That's a lot of watermelons.
That's a lot.
They were good-sized watermelons, not those little ones, not the ones that are size of, like, softballs.
I will go on the record as saying I did have 12, but Rick disqualified that.
He was holding them in a shopping cart.
Performance-enhancing cart was used.
Yeah, okay.
Dennis... That ain't right. Current president, he corrected that behavior. There will be no performance enhancements in the watermelon holding.
Let me just say this. There's something you should think about as far as taking it another step. There's this guy that would come into the produce market, and he had spent time... he was
in jail.
No, he was like in the Peace Corps or whatever evolved into.
Same thing.
And he went to Africa and spent a lot of time in, you know, like way out back Africa. And while he was there, he married an African villager woman and brought her back here to the United States. And when they'd come into the market and buy a melon, she would put it on her head and carry it to the car. On her head, no hands.
All right, that's
every
pretty
time,
cool.
Man. We look forward to seeing her come in there just to watch her carry the melon on her head.
Fascinating.
You could go to 10 right there.
Hmm, that's interesting.
If you'd balanced one,
is your top of your head
my goal
concave or convex?
It is convexed. It would be
it's weird. Pointy like a pinhead.
Well, of course. If you look at the picture, though, there were room for me to hold two more melons. My goal was 11. But there had been some that were dropped and broken.
Yeah,
on the
we had
floor.
Some broken melons that night. There was
so
some,
my performance
some,
was limited.
There was some bad feeling there.
There's some evidence in the street later too.
Yeah. All right. All right. Where are we at? Machu Picchu. Yeah, that's in Peru.
Not been there.
That's supposed to be really impressive and really, really hard to get to.
Yeah, you got to want it. You got to really want it.
It's very high in the Andes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like elevation-wise, I think it presents a challenge, correct?
Yeah, and it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you got to hike the Inca Trail.
So altitude sickness or altitude is amazingly how it affects you. It's a lot people talk about it, but it's way more than people thought.
Like
remember going to Leadville?
You've been riding in airplanes without the doors? What?
Well, Boeing planes. went to Leadville, Colorado, headwaters of the Arkansas River down in this valley. And the elevation was like 9,700 feet. And at that time, I was doing a little CrossFit, so I was into fitness. So I thought I'll just do like 10 burpees here in the parking lot to see how it affects me. I got to like 7 and had to get in the car and turn the air conditioner on full blast and blow air into my face. I could not get enough oxygen.
No kidding. Weren't you like riding bicycles down like rocky trails at that jag?
Correct. Yeah, we did some mountain biking when we were out there. It's pretty fun. There is a lady that runs a 100-mile run starting at Leadville and goes up the mountain.
Well, there's no call for that.
Is she mentally ill?
Amazing athlete, actually. But
she trained with these?
I do not know.
Miniature donuts?
I do not believe that the hostess donuts
are on her regimen. I trained with a lot of these.
Ran a lot of miles, and I ate a lot of these.
Little chocolate donuts. The Taj Mahal. They say that's supposed to be beautiful. Did your daughter go to the Taj Mahal?
She's not been there.
She's not been to Machu Picchu either. Taj Mahal is supposed to be like fantastic, and that it's set in the middle of just like the biggest rundown piece of poverty on earth.
Right. Now, see, there's the problem. You got to go to India to see it.
Yeah, I don't have it. I'm not signing up for that either, China or India.
You know how I said that public restrooms in China, just a hole in the floor? India, they don't even have the hole.
They wish they had a hole in the floor.
They're not that advanced yet.
Well, you're kind of bad-mouthing India, aren't you? I don't think the whole country's like that. I'm sure if you go to a hotel in New Delhi that they have holes in the floor. Okay.
No toilet paper.
They also have Delhi Belly, which is some type of intestinal
worm
thing you get from some of the foods over there in the water. From what I heard, that you wouldn't care if there's a hole in the floor or not if you had a case of the Delhi Belly.
Well, I've never heard that term.
I'm starting to get it a little bit right now just hearing about it. Ugh. Okay. Christ the Redeemer.
In Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, he's that big statue standing up there.
Yeah.
Arms spread.
I know that's a big statue. Is it that big that it would constitute a wonder of the world?
You wonder how they got it up there.
Built in 1931, it says.
They have giant, magnificent cranes and helicopters back in 1931?
Well, I don't know.
I don't either. How'd they put it up there? How'd they get it up there?
Matt?
I'm curious. I'm looking in at the answer.
Christ,
it is 98 feet tall with an arm span of 92 feet, and it rests on an 8-meter, 26-foot pedestal.
Wait, who was the guy that made the man that his arms and legs were the same as his height?
The vitreous man. You're talking
Leonardo, yeah.
So it weighs 635 metric tons and is made of reinforced concrete and soapstone.
Well, I'll be darned. How'd they get it up there? What's it say? How'd they get it up there?
Does not say.
How'd they do it?
Alan.
What?
Miracle.
It's Christ.
Was it poured in place?
Everybody got up one morning and there it was.
They prayed and there it was. Okay, I'm going to run through quick.
Pieces. The head and hands were sculpted in France. It was funded entirely by donations from the Brazilian people.
That's the same way we got Statue of Liberty.
We didn't fund it.
Pennies. Kids collected pennies.
And there are passageways inside. The original
there
design
are.
Was different.
I didn't know you go inside.
I believe so.
Every good statue, you can go inside.
Not every.
Every big statue. Good statue, you can go inside.
You mean like Statue of David?
No, you can't go
That's
inside.
That's a pretty David. Good statue.
Yeah, but it's solid marble. Okay.
So,
seven modern wonders.
So, what is the conclusion there, Rick?
I think you won.
Okay.
You happy?
Yeah.
I bet that tasted good.
Go ahead.
Okay, the truth is you've only been to two and I've been to one, so you didn't win by that much. If you count your
kids. No, I was talking about the Statue of David, about you saying that every good statue has a, you can go inside of it, but whatever.
All right. Seven wonders of the modern world. Quickly, the Channel Tunnel. The Channel.
Yep, been there.
The CN Tower in Toronto.
Nope.
Matt?
I'm a zero on the
Empire State Building.
Yep.
Golden Gate Bridge.
Yep.
Nope.
I thought you went to San Francisco recently.
No.
I did, but I didn't bother to go look at the bridge.
My sister is... one of my sisters is out there right now, actually.
Looking at the bridge for you?
She's been there a few times.
I guess you get half a point for that, don't you?
I'll take all the points I can get, yes.
The Itapipu Dam between Brazil and Paraguay must be a hell of a dam.
I haven't been there, but I got a piranha from that river.
Yeah. The Delta Works, the Zuider Z in the Netherlands. Supposedly the Zuider Z is a heck of a thing.
They say at one point in time it was the greatest hydrologic wonder in the world.
Zuider Zee is like a giant, like a dam that's like a levee that's what?
Well, it was an area that was kind of like an estuary of the North Sea, and they dammed it off,
and then filled in the ground behind it and
started farming it. Yeah,
interesting. I'm looking it up because I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of the Zuider Zee?
No, sir.
You've heard of the story of the little Dutch boy putting his finger in the dike?
Absolutely.
That was the Zuider Zee.
That's the Zuider Zee.
Well, I'll be darned.
It's spelled real weird. Zuiderzee.
The Zuider Zee. And then the Panama Canal.
Panama Canal. If we had Greg here, we'd Greg, hear all about it.
We get half point for Greg.
Yeah. We get a half point for Greg?
We did. We're at time-wise. You got to be pretty close on time.
We're way over, man.
All right. Well, we'll have to continue some other day. Thank you for joining us, Mayor Houck.
It was my pleasure.
Yes, Your Honor.
I've been educated. Dishonor.
See you later from Rick Gator. Matt. Gator.
Later? I don't have any idea.
See you later from Rick Gator.
Later from Matt Gator.
And Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Golf Drops. If your dog is golfing, he's golfing for a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator. Matt Gator and Alligator.
The part of President Cornelius Snow was played by Matt Houck.